take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Monday, Mr. Ballinger.
It always feels so good when I hear that song.
Yes.
It's a better Monday.
It is.
Just for that song.
Well, it's a better Monday because you're here and you're so good at storytelling, sharing about your weekend so we can all relate to it.
Well, yeah, I have a little story
because
I had
hear
a
it.
Fairly quiet weekend. But Sunday, I did yard work. I painted but you may recall, I guess about 3 weeks ago, I called into Mike Wiggins on Tuesday because I had a stinkhorn problem.
Yes.
Well, the advice that Mike gave me was great, and I bought the lime and did whatever. And so for 2 weeks, no stinkhorn. But on Saturday, as I got to the door, I could smell them again. Uh-huh. And they smell like a rotting carcass.
It's delicious.
So Sunday, I looked around, and I finally found one of them, which I dealt with in the way that Mike advised. But I could still smell this stinkhorn, but I couldn't see it. So I got down on all fours.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was
okay.
Sniffing. And you know, sometimes you have a feeling that you're being watched.
You know what? I'm hoping they did.
So I looked up, and there was my neighbor looking at me. Sort of look on her face, you know, I think that Malcolm has finally lost it. We always knew he would, but he's finally lost it. Thinks he's a dog.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Like the Shaggy Dog movie.
Yeah. So I smiled and waved and kept on sniffing. Until,
I
anyway,
love it.
I found it. Because they're easy to find because they truly is an awful smell. Apparently, they smell like a rotting carcass because they attract flies that wipe their feet on them and then carry the spores to other places. That's their way of reproducing. So I found it. I took care of it in the prescribed way, and no more smell. But I think my neighbors probably will give me a wide berth for a while.
Please. I mean, that neighbor is going to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
I hope in a good way to make sure you haven't lost it. I mean, as long as you have all your clothes on and you're on all fours, you're fine, right?
But, yeah. Well, I live on my own. And, you know, when you live on your own, you get a little eccentric, I think.
I have three kids that run wild and do crazy things in the neighborhood. You know, I mean, they're not insane, but it's all right. I also have other neighbors, and I wonder, and I just keep an eye out, make sure. But I'm glad you found the stink, because sometimes I wonder, did something die under the house?
That's exactly what it smells like.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's awful.
And if you have them, it's like the top of a mushroom. It's white, but it sprouts these pinky white horns.
I've seen that.
Well, be very, very careful because just to touch them, the spores disperse. I don't know if you remember the advice that came from Mike. I did exactly what he said. But it does take time to, to get rid of them.
Right.
But I think I'm finally there. So.
Yeah. No more crawling around in your yard like that. Keep your neighbors on their toes. You should just keep doing it. So they just. But
yeah.
I actually did some yard work too. I just, I didn't crawl around, but mine was mostly getting rid of all the dead things, and then watching my husband's face like, why didn't you bring it back to life? Like, sometimes it's just better to let it go.
The frost killed a lot of.
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no point. They don't come back from frost.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that's over. We can put the winter behind us and walk into the spring. But yeah, it was a good solid pile of dead bushes and plants and all the other things that it's kind of like 2020. You just want to dig it up and then just leave it there, let it go and move on and enjoy our lives.
Although the problem with that is that 2021 is not that much better than 2020.
But it's an, I was just saying earlier, it's a new, not only is it a new day, not only is it a new week, but it's a new month. There is something so comforting about that to me, and reassuring and encouraging. We're going to have a new issue of Pensacola Magazine out.
Actually, that's a great lead into the new copy of Downtown Crowd, which you have in front of you.
I love this cover. I love food trucks so much.
I have a confession to make.
Are you going to be anti-food truck?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't.
Nobody's listening, so
don't say that.
Well, I hope somebody's listening. I have never eaten at one of the food trucks, not because I object in any way. I just never have. Maybe I should.
Yeah, you definitely. I mean, well.
Although I will say this, I do feel for the restaurants downtown that have a brick and mortar building that go to a lot of expense and a lot of trouble to open a restaurant. Whereas, you know, somebody who has a truck, they can just sort of drive it anywhere. And
right.
I think now they have to have some sort of a license.
Oh, a lot of them, yeah.
But if you've ever tried to open a restaurant in Pensacola, you know that it's not an easy task. So having said that, wherever you can, support your brick-and-mortar restaurant, particularly
yes.
now because of COVID and the challenges that they have. But anyway, having said that, I will try a food truck.
Please do. There's quite a few in town, and I really only like to support small businesses when it comes, especially when it comes to food and like coffee shops, locally owned, family owned, veteran owned. Yes, locally owned, but those food trucks too, especially here, they're popping up more and more. And I have some of my favorites, which, you know, I'll leave off for right now. Maybe you have a favorite. Let us know, 437-1620. Oh, and by the way, our good friend Catherine, who is a faithful listener, she said that that little stink corn is called the devil's tongue.
Oh.
Or the breath of the devil.
I can understand
right?
why, yes.
Stinky breath, devil breath. Okay, yes. That's awesome.
Well,
thank
it's good
you,
to
Catherine.
Know I'm not the only one in the world that has that problem.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I wonder, is that the paper mill or, you know, something dying in the yard? So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about everything from Pensacola Magazine to food trucks to stinky things in our yard.
Well, just get down on all fours and just sniff around and you'll know.
You'll find the culprit.
Yeah.
It will be there. No, you really do have to check out some of our amazing food trucks. There's several along Davis Highway. There's several in Pace and in Milton. I have a favorite one. It is food because we're eating it, but it's one of the local acai trucks. And I love anything that kind of is like ice cream, but healthier. And so that's one of my go-tos. Anything Mexican as well is a favorite. But are y'all highlighting some in this
Yes, actually,
issue?
If you go to page...
you're highlighting one of my favorites.
Page 12.
Yes.
Then, actually, page 11. You can see that they are all listed there with a little comment about each one.
Okay.
This all gas, no brakes makes...
Oh, my
well,
goodness.
That's kind of... tickles a fancy there a little. I don't know what the food's like, but...
I cannot get through this with you. I mean, first of all, the brown bagger, super good. Yeah. Arlene, the lumpia queen. People ask me all the time, where can they find good lumpia in the area? And there you go. Look at that. Mr. Ballinger brought it to you.
I've got the one for you. It's page 12, the fat wagon.
The fat wagon.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's okay.
Well, you are.
You're going to make me hungry this morning.
Yeah, I don't want to sort of say too much here, but other than you could eat some of the fat food, and I don't think it would cause too much of a problem.
Okay, thank you. That's a compliment.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Considering I ate at McGuire's last night and did not care anything about calories, I just ate what I wanted. I appreciate that. That
well,
is a compliment for today.
Unlike me,
oh,
you know,
stop.
I'm sort of,
you know,
full figured. Is that the right expression?
Is it time for a break yet? I think we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Malcolm Ballinger.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
It's time to turn the page and kick off a new year with delicious foods at Great Southern Restaurant Group. Join them this Wednesday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel when Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, will discuss their upcoming menu additions and many other delicious events to mark on your calendar for the upcoming months. That's this Wednesday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. So we're looking forward to seeing you at the parades, the festivals, and special fundraising events. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Supremes to keep our food truck love going.
I saw where one of those, was it Supremes passed away? Was it Mary Wilson? Was it? Did I see?
I will have to look it up.
Great song.
Well, okay. Well, we just paid a little homage and tribute to one of them because first of all, that song's one of my favorite to play for my kiddos too. And to see them, I like them dancing to some classics instead of all the craziness that we can hear these days. You know?
Yes, I agree.
And also, can I just say about this, we're just chatting away. If you're just tuning in to News Radio 92.3.
I have found a food truck for you.
Okay, you're going to tell them?
The one, this is the
it's
first.
For me or for you?
Well, I think it's, well, for
we're
me,
we're
going
to go together.
Yeah, we'll go together. As you know, I lived for, no, you don't know, but I'll tell you that I lived for several years in New Orleans.
Oh.
One of the great things about New Orleans is the po' boys. I love po' boys. And there is a food truck called Who Dat Po' Boys.
Who Dat?
They are from New Orleans, so they probably know how to make a po' boy. That may well be my first venture, so to speak, into food trucks.
Yes. Okay. And this, he's a NOLA native. And they have a wide variety of po' boys, including seafood and fresh off the grill, shrimp, fish, oysters. And oyster po' boy is my favorite.
When I lived in Pensacola, there was nothing like, not Pensacola, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I really am losing it. We would go to lunch at a local po' boy place. And, you know, in those days you wore a tie and jacket to the office. So, of course, inevitably, you went back to the office with stuff all over your tie and jacket and shirt everywhere.
Right?
You know, if you get a good po' boy, it's kind of messy. But, oh, it was good.
So good. What's that other thing that they make in New Orleans? There, a muffalata?
Muffalata, yes.
Oh, those
That's
are
good
really,
too.
Really yes. good. All the bread, all the goodness on top.
I'm still trying to gain the weight that I lost. Lose the weight I gained.
Okay, listen. Get it together.
Ooh, I think that stinkhorn really got up in my brain.
We need to do some research about the effect on the brain as well.
Anyway, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. It's okay. Listen, you can walk to the food truck. And I guess, hey, go, first of all, go grab yourself this month's issue of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd, or find them online as well. And I mean, the Waffle Boutique, that first, let me just tell you, and I've let the listeners know, donuts and waffles and good coffee is the way to my heart. So if you put all three of those together in a food truck, somebody better let me know, because I will be your first customer. And so there's so many good things. I love this too, is because I like celebrating new things to do as we just continue to navigate through social distancing and all that stuff. And this helps you find out, like, hey, I haven't tried this yet. Maybe I need to try a po' boy truck, or take my kids or my husband or whoever, your friend, to do something a little different. Please make sure you check them out. And let us know if you have. Please tell us your reviews. Always, you know, be gentle. But I'd love to hear as well what you think about it. 437-1620. Now, I see last month's issue here of Pensacola Magazine.
Yes.
And I know with all the printing and everything up in Illinois, right?
Correct, yes.
We're still, it takes a little bit of time because of everything going on.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are expecting the new one anytime.
Excellent.
The weather, I think, is cleared up now, so that won't be an issue this month.
Right.
I
heard up north there was a rumor, and this is in the Northeast, though, not the Midwest, that people are spotting their daffodils sprouting out of the ground. So I feel like there's some hope that there will be spring coming, and maybe that little groundhog from last month was a liar. we can have some sunny days and some beach weather ahead. And in a few weeks here in Pensacola, are you looking forward to driving across that bridge? I know you have an opinion. I can see it on your face.
Yes, I am. I was fortunate that I moved from Gulf Breeze about 5 years ago. Mm. My wife's health was not good, and we needed to move closer to Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very glad that that I live in Pensacola now. Yes.
Right.
I think, obviously, if it does open, I think March 22nd, mm-hmm. that will be great. Because I know that the hardship that it's caused to so many people.
Right.
I personally wish there were a way that the state of Florida could just attach about $1 billion of their assets and share it amongst all the people that have lost. I mean, some businesses have been devastated because of negligence on their part.
Yeah.
What appears to be.
Negligence. I know. And I saw on the news this morning, there's more things that have come to shore, like float onto shore, just from the after effects of Sally. And people are having a hard time getting it removed from their waterfront properties. Mm. And one of the points that the guy made was, hey, when the tide comes in and the water starts to rise, it's going to carry it right back out there. It could hit another boat. You know, you have to think about these things. It needs to be taken seriously. So there was a lot of impact made that we still can't ignore. But I'm looking forward to, especially after like listening, you know, I listen in every morning. I listen to Andrew and Davis and listen to the traffic just for my 15-minute drive. And it does break my heart to hear the amount of accidents happening. So I'm looking forward to maybe starting to get that flow happen again, and everybody just chill and be able to, you know, get back a little bit to the way we were. Did you like that movie?
Yes.
It's a good movie.
Yes.
It's a good movie.
On another subject, I want to draw your attention to page, if I can see here, page 18.
Yes, I saw
Creating this. Harmony from Cacophony. Voices of Pensacola host jazz expert. That, I think, would be a fascinating thing to go to. I see here that we have pictures of at least two of the, I think, the greatest, Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday. Mm-hmm. I have a wonderful recording of Bessie Smith Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Oh. That is just, I mean, it hurts just to listen to it. It is such a, I mean, you can see the heartache.
It's a heart-wrenching song.
Yes, and of course she had a pretty tough life.
Yeah.
Anyway, that I think I'll have to consult the calendar and see if we can.
That's something I really, and do you know that today, March 1st, marks the very first day of Women's History Month? So y'all picked something really important to put in the downtown crowd to celebrate women who, I mean, for me, music makes an impact in my life, like kind of like, you know, a religion would. And so I appreciate admiring some of the greats. But let's talk a little bit more about the downtown crowd when we come back.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwaters on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you live in Pace or East Milton and are currently with Waste Pro for trash service, your quarterly contract is up on April Fool's Day. Now is your chance to sign up with Adam Sanitation for twice weekly pickup, recycling, and a low rate you can cancel at any time. Adam Sanitation prides themselves on value, dependability, and community. Call 850-537-3282 for more information or find them online. AdamSanitation.com. Adam Sanitation, the friendliest little garbage company around.
Billie Holiday for your morning.
Oh, yeah.
I just love this song so much. And now tell me again, how do you pronounce that word? You just said it was cacophony.
Cacophony, yes.
I love that. And so please make sure you check out this month's Pensacola Downtown Crowd. And the new Pensacola magazine is going to be out here soon. But celebrating, and it says right here, music is very powerful and it's the precursor to every revolution. We have to use music to build harmony out of the cacophony of the world. Man, that'll speak to your soul.
Yes. That's
some Monday motivation right there.
On the subject of cacophony, Pensacola Opera is the 10th and the 14th.
Yes.
HMS Pinafore, which is sung in English. It was written in English, Gilbert and Sullivan. Fellow Brits,
mm-hmm.
proud to say, and it's one of my favorite.
Yeah, and if I think this is actually a really good one for people to go to. Maybe they're like, I don't want to see one that's not a language I don't know. This is a really good one.
Well, I think just about everybody's heard that something from HMS Pinafore.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm.
That's right.
Yes, that
Look
one.
At you.
I think everybody's. It's one of my favorites.
Yes. Hey, and I believe they're going to be in studio this week. Hint, hint. So make sure you continue to tune in. Mr. Ballinger, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and
Thank
making
you.
My morning better. Make sure you grab Pensacola's Downtown Crowd.